Ace of Base with Gene and Julie on the new 103.7 Light FM at 6:55.
You know, just reading the strangest story. It happened in Dallas. And I wanted to tell you the story, but Julie DeHarty, as I was thinking about the story, I was thinking, you know, this sounds like something that would have happened in the 40s or the 50s.
Okay.
Sounds like something would have happened at Jack Ruby's place. See what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Munchie.
Yeah. So we thought we'd play it up just a little bit old-time radio for you and tell you the story. It goes something like this. Welcome to another installment of Dallas Noir. Several customers of the Chesterfield, a popular cocktail spot downtown Dallas, were witness to what appears to be an attempted coup d'etat.
What?
Police showed up and attempted to escort manager Eddie Lucky Campbell off the premise.
Hey, get out of here! What are you doing?
Two guys in suits came in and took Lucky to the side and started asking him questions. Within a couple of minutes, police officers started to arrive. Witnesses say the police tried to escort Lucky Eddie Campbell off the premises.
You can't do this to me!
But then Eddie said, wait a cotton picking minute, copper.
Hey.
I own this bar. You're not taking me anywhere. Then the men in the suit started talking to other employees that worked in the restaurant, trying to find out whether Eddie Lucky Campbell was running a clean joint or not.
Was the clean joint or not?
Turns out the men in the suits were actually from Patrizio, another restaurant owned by the same umbrella company.
No!
Shocking, but true. No word today from Eddie Lucky Campbell, who remains on the lam.
Not so lucky now, are you, Mister?
Oh, that's a crazy
lamb.
That is a crazy story. That really happened here in North Texas?
That is what's being reported.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
It's in the papers. It's got to be true, right?
Of course it is.
Or if it's on a blog, it's got to be real.
Isn't that a crazy story?
That is unbelievable.
It's like people think they're gangsters.
Exactly.
They're the Sopranos now.
They
went
totally
off the air,
are.
So we're doing it ourselves.
We're going to open up and turn it into the bada bing.
They have freezers full of money in their backyards.
That is so funny.
And, of course, freezers full of Eddie Lucky Campbell.
That's right.
Not so lucky now.
Eddie Unlucky Campbell.
Craziness. 6:58. Let's get some real-time traffic. Here's Julie DeHarty.
Broken down vehicle in the left lane on 635 LBJ eastbound at Hillcrest. Our report is brought to you by Bank of Texas.